Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi, this is Colby Sazarek. I'm calling from the administration. I was looking for Graham.
This is him.
Hi, Graham. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you very much for asking. I'm actually calling you today because you recently applied for TSA PreCheck.
Yes, that's right.
Wonderful. And what was the reason for your application?
I travel for work a lot, so I just need to get through security really quickly. It just makes more sense for me.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you know how this works, but after you submit your application, we do a full background check on you.
I was aware there was a background check, sure.
Okay. Well, when we were checking you out, unfortunately, something came up.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, you have an outstanding parking ticket from 2 weeks ago that hasn't been paid, correct?
Yes, I do. Was I supposed to pay that?
That's a funny question. Are you supposed to pay a parking ticket? Do I really need to answer that?
Well, I mean, in order for me to submit for TSA PreCheck, that shows up on my background check, even if it's still within the date of payment, right?
It shows up on your background check, and it shows that it hasn't been paid. And I'm sorry, but we can't go ahead with the process of getting you TSA PreCheck, okay?
I mean, a felony, sure, but this is a minor parking ticket that shouldn't even be reported to you.
Not paying a parking ticket can be a big predictor of things, my friend. And if you're a deadbeat when it comes to that, what else might you be up to? That's our outlook on it.
Excuse me, you just called me a deadbeat?
If the shoe fits, I have to say it.
So your job is to call me up and insult me for not paying?
No. I'm not insulting you, sir. I'm just saying that you didn't pay this parking ticket, and now we can't allow you to have access to PreCheck. And because of this nasty situation that you've put yourself in, we're also going to have to add you to the no-fly list for a little while.
No-fly list?
Yeah. I'm sure you can see where we're coming from on this. Thank you very much for your
understanding. No, I absolutely you stay on the line. Absolutely not. I cannot see this from your perspective. This is not fair. I mean, anyone could do this. This is not even a crime. Everybody gets parking tickets.
No, they don't. I've never had one.
You've never? Do you even drive a car? I bet you don't.
I know I do. I drive a car. I've never had one because, well, I'm not a bad citizen.
It's a parking ticket. That's all it is. It's just a parking ticket. I didn't hurt anybody. No one was injured. It's not even a violent crime. It's just a parking ticket.
Hey, I can tell you're upset. I can hear that.
Yes, I'm very upset. I'm glad that you can tell that.
Yes, I can.
Because I'm trying to communicate that as clearly as possible. And that I am upset that I'm on a no-fly list and I can't get on PreCheck because I have a parking ticket that's outstanding.
Yes.
It's not even outstanding. I got a grace period of 2 weeks.
Right. And you probably shouldn't attempt any border crossings anytime soon.
What are you talking about?
Well, because of this nasty situation, you've been flagged to all of our agencies as an at-risk traveler.
Oh, so, my. Are you kidding?
No.
Because of this situation?
Yes.
Because of the parking ticket or because of me being on the phone with an idiot?
Well, because of the parking ticket and because of you, because it's your fault. Let's point that finger back at ourselves, okay?
What's my fault? Excuse me, 1 second. What's my fault?
Well, I'd say parking in the wrong place is your fault initially and then not paying
that
ticket.
You don't even know. You have no idea what it was for.
That's true, I don't. But you still got a ticket and you still can't travel, sir.
This is my job. Mm-hmm. Is there any other way I can move around this so I can at least travel for work?
Okay, well, there is one way.
Oh, why didn't you tell me before? What is it?
I was trying to tell you before, but you're yelling and stuff. I didn't have a chance to get it in there.
Just tell me, what is it?
If you want to clear this up, all you have to do right now is just admit that your friend AJ is a superior human being than you.
Wait, what?
He's much stronger. much more handsome, and he's more well endowed. If you admit that to me, then I'll see what I can do.
What are you talking about, AJ? What the hell is going on?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your best friend AJ set you up.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No. He told me that you applied for TSA PreCheck, and he was with you the other day when you got a parking ticket.
He totally got me. I really believe that.
Well, you better pay that parking ticket, you deadbeat.
You were such a dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.